In the meantime, a new report from South Korea's spy agency revealing North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un has publicly executed his defense minister with an anti-aircraft gun. Well, it's the man that you see right here. The alleged reason? Sleeping on the job, talking back, and complaining about the young leader. Let's bring in Monica Crowley, online opinion editor for the Washington Times and a Fox News contributor. So I guess if you fall asleep in a meeting after serving your country for decades and decades, they off you.
Well, this is how communist dictatorships behave. They operate by intimidation, fear, and terror. This is not the first time Kim Jong-un or his father or his grandfather has publicly executed somebody who they thought was being insubordinate to the regime or talking back or falling asleep allegedly in a meeting. This is how tyrannies behave. Not a surprise.
All right. I want to show our viewers a satellite image. This is of the execution site in North Korea. This comes from a human rights group. So apparently, Monica, they're able to capture, to say that this is where the public execution was when the anti-aircraft shots came in.
Yeah, now usually when you see something like this from North Korea, and we have very little intelligence and very little information about this regime, it's called the Hermit Kingdom for a reason. It's the most reclusive regime on the face of the earth. But if these reports are true, it indicates a couple of things to me. First of all, there could be some political chaos, maybe upheaval within the regime, and he is really trying to consolidate power, send a shot across the bow to anybody who might be thinking about challenging him for power. The other thing, too, is that most of the global news, Gretchen, has been concentrated on the Iranian nuclear talks and on Russia and Vladimir Putin's aggressiveness in Crimea and Ukraine and elsewhere. It could be that now he's a little jealous that he is not the center of global attention. Also, remember, about a week ago, he did a missile test.
Yes.
And it got very limited attention in the West. And so now he's probably saying, hey, look, I'm still here. And one of the ways he tries to get global attention is by executing a member of his cabinet.
Unbelievable. Monica Crowley, we have so much breaking news, but thank you so much for your analysis.
Sure.